Grace to you and peace in the name of our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He has risen. He has risen indeed. Hallelujah. Those are the first words I would say to my mom and sisters come Easter morning from the age of 8 or so on. You see, when I was 8 years old, we moved from our town and church in Illinois to a new city, a new home and church in Indiana. And the people at this church in Indiana greeted Easter with the words that, though known to me, were still kind of foreign to me. Now, I can still remember my first Easter at this new congregation. We walked in the entranceway for early service, and we were greeted by someone who enthusiastically blurted out, "He has risen!" And I replied, "I know!" I didn't know there was an appropriate response to this exclamation. After hearing it said a number of times by people around the church, I quickly surmised that the proper response was, "He is risen indeed," and then we together would say, "Alleluia." Well, being an 8-year-old, and having never seen or heard this before, and already being somewhat of a cynic at that age, I considered the whole thing kind of hokey. And I might add, my mom and sisters did too. It wasn't so much the words themselves, but the surprised enthusiasm with which they were spoken by the members of this congregation that kind of struck me as funny. It was as if the event had just happened, and they were just hearing about it for the first time, as in the women at the tomb. Well, ever since that first Easter at our new church home in Fort Wayne, I have greeted my family each Easter Sunday morning with an early morning, "He has risen!" I call my mom every year, bright and early Sunday morning Easter, just so I can greet her with this news. I did it again bright and early this morning. Though this morning, I guess it wasn't early enough when I called her at 6:45 because she'd already called her sister and said she was getting kind of worried because she hadn't heard from John yet. It's been a running joke in our family for almost 50 years now. And I assume it will continue until the day that I can no longer call my mother, whether because she's gone or I'm gone. But you know, it's not really a joke. He has risen. And though we laughed at the enthusiasm with which this first lady spoke these words to us, perhaps she was the one who had it right. Perhaps at some deeper level, she had been touched by the resurrection of Jesus in a way that this 8-year-old boy could not understand. Perhaps she understood the ramifications if Christ be not raised. And so she wholeheartedly clung to the good news of the resurrection of Jesus. Perhaps she knew that her entire faith, yes, her entire life, hung upon those three little words, "He has risen." One of my favorite hymns in the hymnal, and I would venture to say probably one of your favorites too, is the amazing hymn, "A Mighty Fortress," written, of course, by none other than Martin Luther. It has become sort of an unofficial anthem of Lutheran Christianity. And third verse of this great hymn by Martin Luther, he wrote this, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. Have you ever wondered what Luther had in mind by that one little word that can fell and has already defeated Satan? I wrote to a number of pastors in preparation for this message this morning to see what they thought was in Luther's mind. One said to me the word baptized. One said to me Jesus. One said to me liar, of course accusing Satan. But after reading through our text today, I think perhaps the one little word that Luther might have had in mind is the words of our text today, he has risen. And I know what you're thinking. That's three little words, Pastor, not one. Yes, but in the Greek text of Mark, that from which Luther would have translated and read, it's one word. Egerthe. It literally means he was raised. And isn't that the word that has truly defeated sin, death, and the power of the devil? We laughed at that lady in our new church, not because of what she said, but because of how she said it. But there's a world out there that laughs and scoffs at both. They think that our Christian enthusiasm is misdirected, and our message of Jesus is misinformed. Because those three little words upon which our faith depends are three little words which they cannot accept. And besides, they maintain, what difference does it make anyway? Whether Jesus rose from the dead or not, does it make a bit of difference to my life? How can what happened to one man some 2,000 years ago have any effect on my life today? It's ridiculous. How? Because that one man was no ordinary man. He was the sinless Son of God. And as such, the death that he died was not for him alone. It was for all of us. And his resurrection from the grave was not for him alone, but it was for all of us also. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. What difference does it make in the 21st century whether or not Christ was raised from the dead? It makes all the difference in the world. It's the difference between waking up each new day with anticipation for what the day is going to hold and waking up worried, wondering how in the world I'm going to make it through another day. It's the difference between living with a reason to love and to serve all people, even those who are different than us, even those who don't like us, even those who scare us, and living with only thoughts of caring for oneself and caring for one's family. It's the difference between going to sleep each night knowing that there is going to be a tomorrow, whether that tomorrow be in heaven or whether that be here, and closing one's eyes in fear, not knowing for sure if those eyes will ever be opened again. Those three little words mean that sin can never destroy us, and death can never keep us. He has risen are probably the three most important words in the entire English language. They are the point upon which our faith hangs and our salvation pivots. If those three little words had never been said, had never taken place, then, as Paul said, our philosophy of life should be, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. For if Christ has not been raised, then we will not be raised. And that would mean that this life and this earth is all that there is. And if that's true, you might as well make the most of today, because you have no hope for tomorrow. But Christ has been raised. That word was spoken because it really happened. And if Christ was raised from the dead, then we who are joined to him by faith will also be raised from the dead. This life is not all there is. In fact, this life, it's only a fleeting moment compared to the everlasting life that will be ours after Christ comes back and raises us from the dead on that day of resurrection. That word spoken by the angel at the tomb makes the difference between utter and hopeless despair at the loss of a loved one and hope-filled sorrow at the death of a loved one, because we know that we're going to see them again. As the hymn writer so aptly puts it, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. No matter what tomorrow means, living with or living without. I don't know the specifics of what each of you are struggling with today. It might be a career change, or perhaps the loss of someone close to you, a son or a daughter, a mom or dad, a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a friend. Maybe it's the pain of a broken relationship or of no relationship. Or maybe it's the lingering effects of this COVID nightmare that we've been in. Whatever it is, you can face it, and you can overcome it, because Christ Jesus was raised. His victory over Satan, sin, and death is our victory over everything that brings us down. But just like Jesus, there may be still a period of suffering, maybe even death. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a day of resurrection after our death, because Jesus was raised. I used to laugh at those words, he is risen. But not anymore. I now know how important they are. They are the substance of our faith. They are the basis for our hope. They are the essence of our life. And they are the reason for our joy. And whether they be three little words in English or one little word in Greek, their meaning and power is the same. We can face life and even death head on and overcome anything that the devil throws at us, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, was raised from the dead. Dear friends, He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah.